Okay, Mike, thanks very much. This is NAEY. I hope I'm coming in pretty clean tonight. I'm using a different radio. Swapped out another radio, so I hope I'm coming in okay. I'm just transmitting on 5 watts and then my antenna outside, so I hope I'm sounding okay. See what else I got going on. Still putzing around with Meshtastic. I ordered batteries for my first two. They come in packs of 4 2,000 milliamp batteries, so I got 2 left over, and I got a couple of Heltec radio circuit boards, and so I ordered another couple of those Meshtastic enclosures, cases, those really nice ones from Etsy. His name is Zach. I forget the name of his company. Northwest something or other. Anyway, I ordered a couple of those, and then build 2 more of them, and maybe get a couple of family members I have in mind maybe interested in Meshtastic also. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for them to arrive. They're supposed to be here about next week. I have the other parts available. Just wait for the enclosures when they arrive. So that's what I'll be doing. When they come, I'll just keep questing around down the basement, get those together. And like I said, a couple family members I have in mind, I think I can get them interested in Meshtastic. They're not ham radio operators, but they like technology. So I'm going to do that and see what happens. But that's about it for me on this end. Like I said, it's supposed to be a cooler week, so enjoy it. Days are really getting short. It's getting dark by 7:30 already, so days are getting shorter. But hopefully we have some Indian summers between now and when it starts to really get cool, consistently. So anyways, I'm going to say goodnight in 73 to everyone, and I'll catch you. Hopefully you'll see a lot of you at Thursday night's Aries meeting. So until then, this is NAEY saying goodnight.
Very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 you also. We hope to see you Thursday night. And it now is officially fall. So, yeah, we are in for the cooler temperatures. But, a little bit of Indian summer would be nice. And I know I'm still planning, I don't know what weekend. It's one of these weekends, not much is going on. Heading up north to do a little bit of the color touring and whatever. Maybe to the UP, up to the Sioux again, wherever. So hopefully we'll still have some decent weather out of it. Thanks once again, Tom. You have a great week ahead, and we'll see you Thursday night. All right, next up we'll go to Ron, KC8YBF, and Standby Mini. Ron, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again. Bob, I really didn't hear your question. I was busy doing some other things in there and didn't catch the question. I think you said about Echolink. Connecting to that, nothing should have changed there. You may have to re-register something with them if your call had expired and usually even if it expires, you still have the grace period. It doesn't go away, so it should still should have been on their system. You still should be able to use Echolink. Nothing should have changed here because of your call sign. The only thing would happen is if you lost your call sign and had to reapply, it had been over 2 years or something like that, then I could see something there. But I'll stick around at the end of the net if you want to talk beyond that point, let me know. I'll stick around here. What else? Then I totally lost the train of thought after that, what we were doing. So, one other thing, if anybody that has the Ham Clock software, they did another update. I come across that today. I just had it on a couple of days ago. It was 4.06. Now they're up to 4.07. They did several updates to it. The one thing that happened, though, is something, if anybody uses the DX cluster, settings for the DX cluster, when I rebooted after I did the update with the setting that I had in there, the cluster domain that I had in there, it came up with an error. I did a little quick search online. They said, some other people, and someone said to make a change in the cluster name. The one that they suggested is dxusa.net. So dxusa.net, and for the login, put in your call sign. So dxusa.net, Port 7300 remains the same, and then your call sign as the login. I rebooted the, or just restarted the ham clock, and everything came back up properly. So several new updates for it, I guess, and they listed on the ham clock, the Clear Sky website for that, where ham clock's distributed from. So that's one update. Saturday, this coming Saturday, I'm going to be looking for help for a couple of hours to work at 911. We need to replace the tri-band antenna, and we need to replace the mast and rehang the HF antenna. So I need at least two to three people. I need at least one person pretty much to kind of stay down to the radio room or at the bottom, hand up tools. We need to have a ladder and a stool up there. We need to get some wrenches and sockets and other assorted tools up there. We'll need the remote coax tester that we had, be able to test which coax line down in the basement or in the radio room is the one where we're reattaching that antenna, because they're not marked. Once we get it, we will mark it. So that needs to be done. So a couple of hours. I, again, notified Chris. Let me break. In my email to Chris, I said that we'd like to be there around 10 o'clock or so, should be done by noon. So if anybody can help out with that from about 10 to noon or 11 to 1 or whatever, let me know, so because we need to get this done before the SET on October 12th. And speaking of that, on October 12th is the SET. I'll be going over that information, reading through that, some ideas that I have for it. I'll be taking some ideas from the members of the group as far as what they would like to see done. We'll activate 911 again. I've got to send an email to the people at Covenant. We need to make sure that everything is working there to get that done. And so we'll be covering that on Thursday night as well, and then Saturday doing the repair at the 911. Let me break. Okay, other than that, there was something else I had on my mind for information. Can't remember what that is. That's old age creeping in here, I guess. But anyhow, I hope to see you, a lot of you, on Thursday night for the training and to go over that. And like I said, after we do the meeting, we'll go into the radio room, get everything started up, make sure everything's working there. If it's not working, we'll see what we have to do and try and get that addressed on Saturday as well. I know all of the computers are going to need backup batteries because they're not on all the time. They're plugged in, but they're not running, and a lot of them will come up. We'll have to reset the BIOS at the time and the date, so I'll have to look about, pop the covers off, and see what we have. I think they're 2032s for most of those, and replace those batteries as needed. So we'll talk to you and see you on Thursday. This is KC8YVF. Back to Matt.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good information there. And, yeah, if you and Bob want to stick around after I give you the net report, then you can discuss the Echo Link and how to get that back up and running. As far as Saturday, I forgot to mention this too. Midland is holding a VE testing session at 9 o'clock at the Salvation Army. I'm going to help out with that, so depending when it gets done, I might be able to help, but it starts at 9, so depending how many people they get and how long it takes, we'll see. But if anyone is interested in upgrading, or if anybody knows someone that wants to apply for a technician and is ready to take the test, get a hold of Dennis Klippa, N8ERF, in Midland, and let him know that you want to take the test Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, at the Salvation Army in Waldo for VE testing. All right, thanks again, Ron. Be around you here shortly for the net report. Brings us down to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the list. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. Well, hope you all have a good meeting on Thursday night, and hope everybody shows up for Saturday with to help Ron with the other things. But seeing it gets dark too early, I will not be going to the meetings and stuff, but I will be at the breakfasts on Saturdays. got another week before the meeting and that anyway. But other than that, everything's going okay. Talk to everybody next week. This is KD8BAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. I appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Hope you have a great week ahead. And, yeah, we'll miss you at the upcoming meetings, but definitely look forward to seeing you at the club breakfast on Saturday morning. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Before I close it down here, is there anyone else that would like to join us for our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now.